As Americans have continued to grapple with COVID-19 over the last year, it's become increasingly clear to many that the pandemic has shined a light on racial inequities in our healthcare system. Black Americans face greater challenges, by and large, in accessing healthcare resources, including vaccines. And now, new research shows that beyond the physical toll of the coronavirus, Black Americans also face significant mental health concerns as a result of the pandemic. That research was led by Ryan Cobb, an assistant professor in the Department of Sociology at the University of Georgia. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can you give us a quick summary of this study and why you decided to pursue it?
So obviously, like most Black Americans, my family has been adversely impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak. We decided to focus in on how the COVID-19 outbreak affects the mental health of Black Americans. And so it really has its origins in a conversation with my family, my parents specifically, and that their fear of the COVID-19 outbreak and what it actually, during the beginning of the outbreak, the fear of what the outbreak could mean to their health. And so their fear, and many Blacks' fear, is that the outbreak represents a drastic effect on their health. And even though my parents literally live two blocks away from the local hospital, they believe that because of medical discrimination, they may be treated differently or unfairly relative to whites that also live in the city. And that for them was distressing. And so what we found is that, number one, most Black Americans believe that around 60% of Black Americans believe that the COVID-19 outbreak represented a major threat to their personal health. Number two, that the majority of Black Americans believe that medical institutions treat them unfairly relative to whites. And so then we looked in our major finding is number three, that both factors individually and jointly predict higher levels of psychological distress among Blacks.
Well, African Americans across the country still experience a lot of racial discrimination in a variety of contexts, including medical settings, as you point out in your study. So how has COVID-19 and the pandemic exacerbated some of the issues long experienced by the African-American community, especially when it comes to healthcare?
It's given life and really a voice to, I think, what many Black Americans have already felt about the medical system. It's also in terms of exacerbating health disparities with mental health, particularly among Blacks. It's at least my parents are in a point of near panic. And I think many Black Americans that we're not quite sure how individuals can contract COVID. We're definitely sure that if an individual contracts COVID, that they may not get the best help inside the hospital settings. And so really, what do you do all day except just stay in your house and hope that nothing bad happens? If you contract COVID, the possibility that you die is a real possibility. A higher possibility that you'll have some long-term health effects, which is something that's coming out more and more through other studies funded through the NIH. And also just, for lack of better words, excuse my language, it's almost you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Let me ask you what you think healthcare providers can do to start dismantling the inequalities that seem steeped into the system for Black Americans or against Black Americans.
Just broadly, there's some on-the-ground core work that needs to be done. Also, number two, you know, having these really culturally sensitive conversations, and the NIH and the CDC are trying, but also to also further try to have these conversations. And we're seeing evidence of, especially for Blacks and Latinos and less in areas that are poor, you know, having less access to vaccines. Blacks are more likely to believe that COVID-19 is threatening, but whites are more likely to have the vaccine. Really being mindful of these disparities, because on one hand, the federal government has a continued history of oppressing Blacks as well as treating them as, for lack of better words, lab rats. And so on one hand, they can't say, hey, trust us now, this vaccine's serious, it's affecting your community, trust us, take this vaccine. And then on the other hand, for reasons that are unclear, these groups not have equal access to the vaccine.
Well, Dr. Cobb, I think your information is valuable and your perspective is one I think that we appreciate.
Thank you. I appreciate you all. Thank you for reaching out.
Yes. Thank you so much.